Yes. Now, Bill.
Yes.
It's old Topics' turn, so just sit back and watch the majesty.
Here we go. A majesty.
133353 is the number. You know what it is. Hence, I'm going with the topic straight up.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to ask you two some questions.
All right.
What have you had thumped unusual?
Oh, you're
Bill,
using unusual.
Yes, I am, because the
copyright
unusual theft.
Yeah.
Lately.
What have you seen?
Well, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
The beautiful Rosemary, who does Rabs' job for the hot breakfast.
Hot breakfast.
And helps us out on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Exceptional setup, as you'll find in our industry, Rosemary.
All right.
She had a bird bath stolen.
No. From the front lawn.
Backyard.
Backyard.
Bird bath thumped. Can you believe that?
No. Okay.
Someone's got in there and thumped a bird bath.
So
there's one. Rabsy, yep. I have the feeling you had something unusual stolen recently.
Well, I sat down for a nice hunky-dory lunch today and old Fat Waddle's over and I think he's just going to steal one of my chips.
Yep.
And he picks up my fish, rips it in half and walks away with half of it.
He thumped half his fish.
Half my flake.
Well, don't have it sitting there and don't offer me. You said, do you want some?
You can't steal half a man's fish.
He goes, I bet you didn't think I'd take that. I'm like, no, you're right.
Well, Brian, remember we got chicken and chips.
At the footy.
McDonald's chicken and chips at the football.
Yes.
And Brian, because I was on air doing the quiz
and
it went a bit long.
Did.
Brian ate all my Macca's fish and chips, Jim. Oh, and I was starving.
He did, Bill.
Fat Brian. But another thing, Jim, I just noticed back at the residence in Geelong, I went to water the garden the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has thumped my gun off the end of my hose.
What?
My hose gun.
It costs like $8.
They're bloody dear.
What?
Someone's come along and thumped it, Jim,
right,
so they can get stuffed.
Well, question is, what have you had thumped unusual?
I like the word thumped.
Because Rosie, of course, from the Brekkie Show, had a bird bath stolen, and then Rabsy's eating a bit of fish over the road, and you came along and split it in half and took half of it, thumped half his fish.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was
so long. There's an example of what have you had thumped unusual. Ash in Roeville. Hello, Ash.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. What happened?
Ah, well, woke up in the morning, opened the door, and some mongrel stole my boots.
Work boots.
Your work boots.
My just dirty old work boots.
Oh, that's not on.
Just terrible. Nothing to go to work in.
What'd you go to work in? Your slippers?
No, just a pair of runners. Oh, that's all I had. I had to go buy on my lunch break.
Ash, are you a steel blue man?
I am a steel blue man.
Oh, our man, Fitzy, runs steel blue.
I wonder if we can get some for
him. What size are you, Ash?
Ooh, size 10.
Size 10.
Oh, he's only a little foot.
Right, US 10, you're talking? because if you go the wrong size, Bill, I won't fit.
China 10.
All right. Ash.
US 10.
Leave your details. Leave your details. We don't know yet because we haven't spoken to Fitzy for a while. And Arch. And the DK Lily.
DK Lily.
All the superstars are steel blue, so we'll see what we can do for you. Stay there. Jack's in Chelsea. Jackie boy.
Jack.
How are we, boys?
What have you had thumped? Unusual.
So this is weird. I was working in St Kilda, great part of the town, and I parked. Yeah, I was in a building, so I parked. It was a bit busy, so I had to park a fair bit away from the building site.
Yeah, yeah.
And after work, I come back. I try to chuck the radio on.
Yeah.
Some bloke nicked me antenna.
No,
what, from your car?
No way.
He's just cut it off.
From the car, Jim.
Thumped his antenna.
What would you
do? Buy a bloody new antenna.
What would you do with an antenna?
No, I don't know. That's vandalism.
How's the reception when you got home?
Pretty shocking. It was pretty crackly the whole way home.
Well done, mate.
Good, Bill.
Dan's in Sunbury, Bill.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going, boys?
What did you do?
Someone pinched me front lawn.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
Your front lawn.
Yeah, laid the turf and then came home the next day from work. Someone had rolled it up and chucked it in the back of the ute. Done away with a few metres of turf.
No, you can't be thumping someone's turf.
Just rolls it up too, Jim.
Hang on, Dan. Stay there. Bill, when you're setting up topics, you can't just go,
what do you got?
Ed, what do you got? You've got to actually say, what have you had thumped unusual? You know, you got to set it up again. This is craft.
Come on, Ed.
Eddie's in Werribee, Ed.
G'day, guys. How are we?
What are you going?
Well, I have a cereal thief actually coming around in my house. Last month.
What have they taken?
I've had my ashtray stolen from the front yard.
Your ashtray? Jimmy's
ashtray. So I'll go and have a smoke.
I know what it is, an ashtray.
Wake up in the morning and gone.
He's had three ashtrays taken in the last month, Jim. Jim.
I need this turned around, Matty, please. Harrison in Beau Morris. Harrison.
G'day, boys.
Are you hearing what I've got to work with, Harrison? Oh, I'm serious, yeah, mate. My shoulders are hurting. Go on. What have you had thumped unusual, please?
I had the old AU Falcon, which doesn't look the best at times, but I had some bloke steal three of my hubcaps, not all of them.
Left you with one.
Two, three.
Yeah, I don't know if there's some man rule for that or something, but it's not on.
Nah, that's not on. Stay there like that. Luke in Officer Bill.
Where you went, Jim?
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, boy.
Lukey, what do you got?
It was my wife who actually did the thumping when she was about 18 or 19. She stole a lady's garden gnome.
Oh,
then,
no.
Yeah,
can't do that.
She proceeded to send her pictures over the next couple of months to the gnome at different places, like the old rotating dance floor at the pub in Frankston.
Why did she do it?
This lady loved her gnomes, though, so yeah, she had a big collection. She stole her favourite one and sent her pictures in the mail.
That's fine. But why did it happen, Lucas?
Well, she wanted to.
No idea. I think she was drunk. She was a bit of a reptile back in the day.
Righto. That's hang funny. On. Yeah. Kieran in Mont Albert, Willis?
Yes, Kieran.
Oh, hi. Yeah, a couple of days ago I went out to my car and one of my wheel nuts was pinched. Oh. And then I went out the next day and another one was pinched. And I think it's my ex-missus because she took me nuts in the divorce too.
No! Bang! I love it.
Bang.
I love
Kieran,
it. Big
not
K.
Bad.
That's
nice
good
build
work.
Up, wasn't
nice.
It?
Yeah. Delivered that nicely,
he
Bill.
He did, yeah.
John in East Ringwood.
Johnny.
How are you guys?
There you go.
Sorry, guys. Car got broken into a couple of weeks ago, just at the front of the house, and got in the car the next morning. Yeah. Didn't realise what was going on. It broken through, unlocked it, broken all the locks, and the only thing that was missing was my aftershave.
Stole your aftershave.
Oh, what kind of aftershave?
Davidoff hot water. So not an expensive one, but pretty pissed off, to be honest.
All right. Well,
Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah. Mario, we'll get on to him and get you some of that Johnny Yang on the line. we're just offering you community service.
Promise all
Mario,
this,
Mario, one of our major sponsors of Triple M Footy, and loves us.
And Steel Blue.
Steel Blue, old Rossi Fitzgerald.
Yep.
Ben in Lang Warren. Oh, Benjamin.
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Good, Ben.
It's actually legal in the thumping. A few years ago, had a few boys go around to a mate's house, and we ran out of beer. I knew the old man had a stash in the garage of about three cases of Crown Lager, so went around there, snuck around there, and the garage door was open as per usual, and stole his three slabs of Crown Lager. And a few days later, he called me up saying that someone thumped off his Crown Lager.
And you went along with it?
Yeah, of course I did. And still to this day, I'm like, remember that day where they thumped his Crown Lagers?
Benny, my thieving bastard sons have done that to me for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
and they just help themselves. And I say, I don't mind what you take as long as you replace it. How many times do you reckon they've replaced it?
Never replace it like Ben.
I do, mate.
Low asses. Yes. Matty's in Melton. Matty?
Oh, hi, guys. I work on a job site. I'm a painter. And we got a job site microwave. And this only happened 2 days ago. We got into the job site and they left the microwave, but they took the glass plate that sits in the middle of the microwave.
No way.
Why would you take the glass plate, Jim?
Well, because theirs is broken. Yeah,
but it was interesting the next day when we all brought our lunch in to heat up. We had to balance it on the little plastic thing in the middle of the microwave.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, the glass
plate. This might
plate.
Be one of the all-time great topics.
No, it's very good.
When I see Monday's rundown and I see topics brownless, I get very concerned.
Well, you shouldn't. Because, Jim, fair to say it's Monday. We're a bit tardy, aren't we, on Mondays sometimes?
Mondays, well, we're just easing ourselves out of the blocks. It's a long week.
Yeah, we haven't pressed the tape, Jim, let's be honest. But it's time to fire up
Come on.
And connect with the Rush Hour family, Jimmy boy. And when I used to live at home there, and we used to have a little dog called Buddy, little white fluffy toy poodle.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little thing, Buddy. I actually don't know what happened to Buddy.
Oh.
But a nice little toy poodle, Jim.
Come on.
Well, he got lost in.
Yeah, he just didn't know what happened to him.
Might have been part of the 70-30 split.
That's it, Phil.
But Buddy was lovely, and he used to sit on our white couch, Jim.
Yes.
And one day, as I had a couple of frothies for lunch, I come in, I go to sit down on the couch.
Yep.
And guess what?
What?
I sat straight on Buddy.
You sat on the dog.
Sat on the dog. I didn't even see the bloody dog on the couch, Jim. Mm-hmm. And oh. And I thought, what's happened here?
Mate, I didn't. Dog noises.
Well, it took me a while, Jim. Oh, no. Maybe 20 seconds. And then I worked out.
Sitting on the dog.
I worked out. I was sitting on Buddy. Anyway, Jim.
Worked out what happened with him.
1-3-3-5-3 Hands.
Hands.
You ready for it?
Well, this is your Monday topic.
Special.
Right.
Monday special. What have you sat on?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Bill.
What have you sat on? Unusual.
No, Bill.
Jim.
No.
What have you sat on? Unusual,
Our
Jim.
Our audience deserves better.
No, they don't, Jim. They'll come for this.
I don't know. Mark in Hastings gets us underway, Bill.
What happened, Marco? Something you sat on, unusual?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Oh, just having a bit of fun on a Monday. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm just driving home on a Monday.
Good on you, mate.
That's
beautiful.
It.
What'd you sit on?
When I was in grade three, I was doing phys ed.
Yep.
I was sitting on the grass waiting to get chosen for a team, so I was sitting down for a while. And, I sat on a bull ant nest. I wasn't aware, so I got bitten on the ass and jumped up on and, yeah.
A bull ant.
Had to make my way up to the first aid office and drop me back for the old chook in the first aid office. Ooh, and
that's it.
Put the thingos on.
Oh, no. Oh, bull ants, Jim.
That's not going to be good.
They sting, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bill. It's Hal Bear Mark. Mark again. Yeah. Eltham. Hello, Marco.
Happy Monday, boys. How is it?
Yeah, good, Marco. What did
That's
you do?
I actually sat on my son when he was about 4 months old.
Oh, no.
He wasn't much of a sleeper when he was younger. And yeah. Finally got a little bugger to sleep. I actually put him on the coffee table in the living room. And I wandered back in, not even thinking, turned around, sat down, sat right on top of the little bugger.
Oh, no.
He made a noise a bit like your dog Buddy, mate.
What? You sat on your young bloke and it sounded like this?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, he used to make noises that bloody irritating when he was a kid.
Stay there, Mark. Beautiful. Dean in Laylaw.
He is. Dino?
Yeah, hello, boys.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Self?
Good, good. Talking to him, it's nice that out.
That's
yeah,
it, Bill.
What have you done today, Dean?
Just hanging out at work, mate. Doing a few ribs on for the boys at NRC.
Oh, yeah. Good on you. Righto, what did you sit on?
Down the beach, mate, out in the water, and plonked myself down and sat on a banjo shark about a metre long.
Oh, have they ever got a sting in the tail?
No, I don't think the banjo sharks do.
Right, good, because that would not be good.
Though. No.
On the old Freckle.
Yeah, no, not what you want to know.
What's a banjo shark?
I want to be stung around the old Frank Thring.
Yeah, what is a banjo shark?
What is a banjo shark? Just a smaller variety of shark, I think.
All right. You don't want to sit on that. I like that, Dean. Cam's in Pakenham. Cam.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Cam. What did you do?
Not much. I just want to start by saying, Bill, have you ever smothered someone with a pillow? Because I don't think your dog would have made any noise under that. That is just, hey. That's not good.
That's funny.
Not good.
That's funny.
Oh, no, I actually
haven't got an imprint in your bum.
Come on, then. What have you done?
I was walking through Westfield Fountain Gate one day. I'm 36 years old, and I decided to get a photo with Santa.
Oh, no. So you sat on Santa's knee.
Yeah. Let's just say we didn't talk about the first thing that popped up. So.
Oh, no. Santa's knee, age 36.
36, Jimmy. No.
Come on, Bill.
Did you get a photo?
Good stuff. Come on.
Did you get a photo?
Oh, yeah, I got a photo. Hell yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Come
good
on.
Good stuff.
It's
come
Cam.
On.
I like it. Mark's in crazy feds of Mark's. Yeah. Marco.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Hello. What did you sit
How
on
you going,
unusual?
Mate?
Good man.
I come home from work one day and my friend of mine had let her ferret out of the cage and I went to sit on the couch and sat on the ferret.
Oh, how did it go with that?
Yeah, I ended up with a few scratches and bite marks and a few stitches.
I see. Stitches.
Wow. And gave it the run.
Oh, there we are. Gav's in Eltham.
Gav.
How are you guys?
What did you sit on? Unusual.
Up at the grandmother's house, up a nice, beautiful place in northern Victoria, Walla. I don't know if you've heard of that place or not. But
yeah, Walla.
Near Corryong.
Near Corryong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sat on the, up at the outback dunny.
Yes.
Up out of the house. Ooh. And no light in the dunny.
No. Yep.
And sat a nice crunch.
Yep.
And a big huntsman on the toilet seat.
Oh, no. Just, up there, Corryong, Bill.
Yeah, and just out of Corryong, Walla.
That'd be Walla, Bill.
Walla, Bill, you idiot.
Near Corryong, isn't it? That's it, he said.
I'm telling you. You are a special. John in Geelong. Johnny.
G'day.
What have you said on Unusual, John?
G'day.
All right.
What's wrong with him today?
I'll confess, it wasn't myself. It was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We were up the bush doing a bit of hunting, forward driving, all that, and one of the boys was on a four-wheel motorbike. Yep. We were in the car. He was going over all the rough stuffs, and there was a bit of a toolbox linked on the back of it.
Oh.
As he's gone over some of the bumps, tyre repair kit, I don't know if you're aware, but one of them's like a T-piece handle with an eyelet on the end. So a bit of
an eyelet on the end there.
Anyway, he sat onto the tyre repair kit, and it went about, oh, I kid you not, about 25 mil into the cheek.
Oh,
right?
No,
through his jeans.
No.
We were in the car. Oh, we've gone back off to home, right?
Yeah.
This bloke stuck down the paddock with a thing sticking out of his arse.
Oh, no. Bill.
Right?
The eyelet.
About two hours later, like, where the hell is this bloke gone? He's been gone a long time.
Yes.
He rocks up in a logger's car. He found a logger that was driving past, jumped in, took him back home. We're about 4.5 hours away from a hospital in the middle of Gippsland.
Yeah.
We threw him in the back with the old grandfather there, and he was like, oh, let me have it. I'll rip it out for you. I'll rip it out for you.
And he did?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. The other bloke wouldn't let him hear him.
I don't blame him. Got an eyelid in his cheek.
Got an eyelid.
Stubby.
Righto, thanks for that. And Kaz in Essendon. Hello, Karen.
Kazza.
Hi, James. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Very good, though. What have you said on Unusual?
A little while ago, I used to be a flight attendant, and I actually sat on a sick bag full of vomit.
Oh, no.
Yes. A passenger went down the back, obviously to the back galley, looking for a bin.
Yep.
Couldn't find it, put it on the crew seat.
Oh.
As I've come down the back, put the seat down, sit down.
Oh.
I didn't see it, and unfortunately, yes, I sat on it.
Jeez, that would have stank, Kaz.
Yes, it was. Oh, it was terrible.
That is disgusting, Bill.
Vomit is terrible.
No, that's no good.
Jimmy boy, this story amazes me. Yep. We're talking about Chautauqua now, one of the top-rated sprinters in our country for 2 years.
Yes.
Won some big, big races, great horse, beautiful grey big horse, and used to fly home and win right at the end. Hawks boys.
Hawksies.
Yeah, Hawkses used to train at Jim. Anyway, Chautauqua played up in a barrier before a race. It was a big race, played up in the barrier, got scratched, and somehow just cannot jump down.
It messed with its head.
Exactly. So this happened. So you've got to have these barrier trials now to make sure that the horses do jump out, and everyone that's having a bet, they get their value for money
that. So explain to me, if a horse does do that in the barrier in a proper race, what happens to your money if you've placed it on?
Well, they have a look at it and the replay, and if it's if they didn't jump, you get your money back. Now, someone should ring in and tell us this exactly. But if it just jumped out late,
you do your dough. That's right. Because it was in the race.
So anyway, someone will give you the official reasoning there, but that's as far as I see it. But so Chautauqua's missed a couple of jump outs the last few months. 2 weeks ago, it got very serious because if they don't jump, Jim, the stewards say, no, it's not racing. That is done. So two weeks ago, this happened.
They're off. Now I'm looking for Chautauqua, and I can't find him. He hasn't jumped. Chautauqua hasn't jumped.
So that was 2 weeks ago. Everyone starts to get a bit nervous.
So they even get commentators on a barrier trial.
Yeah, well, it was a big one because Winx is also in that one. So most of the barrier trials aren't commentator, but this is a big, big barrier trial. And then this morning at Rose Hill, this happened, Jim.
They stand well. He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again.
That's a shame, because I heard Hawksy on Dead Set Legends, Rabs.
Yeah.
And he said that it actually got through its last barrier trial and run well and things were good.
Yep, they're looking up.
They got Tom Berry over, I think, from Singapore to ride it in the barrier trial, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he did jump once. But
Hong Kong, I think, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
So, same. So out of the last four or five,
it's only jumped once.
Chautauqua has only jumped once. So that means maybe retire Chautauqua, which would be a shame because it's still a very good race. Anyway, Jim, I got my thinking cap on.
Oh, hello.
And hence 133353 because Chautauqua now has developed a case of yips.
Oh.
Yippity yips, Jim.
Right. The yips even.
Even the yips. The yip. So 133353. When did you get the yips? Unusual.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, no.
When did you get the yips? Unusual.
Throwing an unusual
in. That's it. Right? Exactly.
Bill, it happened to me back in the North Melbourne.
The one you're just talking about?
No, back in the North Melbourne administrative days.
Yes.
I used to get like 1,000 bits of paper to send out to members.
Oh, yeah.
You know, special members.
President.
That have, yeah, and so you'd have to sign them. You'd stand there and you'd sit there and sign them all.
Oh, no.
You'd get to about the 560th and then you'd forget how to do your signature. You'd sit there literally and go, I don't know how to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You've done it your whole life.
I've done that with my checks. When I've gone to sign my checks, Jim, and your hand's there, but it doesn't
you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
How stupid is that?
I don't know how that works.
Actually embarrassing.
We're talking about Chautauqua, of course. Didn't jump again this morning in a barrier trial, so we're in a bit of trouble there.
Righto.
And it's got the equivalent of the horse yips, and we've asked you out there on 133353, when did you get the yips? Unusual.
Oh, that's as good a setup as Bill's ever done for a phone top.
I'm showing off in front of Nick.
You are. Chris from Croydon first. Chris?
Chris.
How you going, boys?
Good.
Yips.
Good, yeah. So after a big night out of the lads, I text the miss saying I'm going to be home super late. And then she sent me a message saying don't come home without milk and bread. So I went to the walked home, local bakery. Couldn't do it. Couldn't walk in there and ask for milk and bread. Just completely lost the plot. Just didn't know how to do it. Can I have some bread? Possibly a bit of milk? Just lost it.
No way.
Just lost it.
That
just
is so
it.
Funny.
Still can't do it, mate. It scarred me for life.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, can't order.
You can't. He's just got the yips ordering for the deli. Stay there, Chris. Tom from Croydon. Tom?
Tom?
G'day, boys.
Yes, Tom.
In cricket, I've played cricket pretty much my whole life, made a heap of runs throughout the season, get to finals, never made double figures.
Oh, no way. What is that, Tim?
That's the pressure getting to you, Tommy.
Yeah.
It is.
I was the opposite.
Oh.
Home and away, I didn't do too much, but once the finals came around, Tommy, it was just like taking candy from a baby.
I was like that with footy.
Were you, Bill?
Oh,
well, that is legitimate. Well done, stay there. Adam from...
your Lambie.
Righto.
G'day, lads. There we go.
Good lads.
Not me, but one of the blokes I play golf with at Keysborough. He used to be a scratch marker, and now he's got the yips and has to play left-handed.
No way.
No.
So when you say yips, he actually couldn't put a swing on, not putting?
Nah, just no good at everything, chipping, putting, driving.
Wow.
So he was a right-hander, and now he's requested a new handicap and plays left-handed.
Oh, that happens. It happens in golf, doesn't it?
Oh, Ian Baker Finch is the greatest example of it, where he just absolutely couldn't hit the course, having won the British Open.
Jeez,
that's got to be hard work.
Mm.
You'd actually find another game, I reckon.
You would.
Rather than play left-handed, you just go and find another game.
How could you swap and play left-handed?
Don't know. Renee, Preston. Hey, Renee.
Yes.
Oh, there we are. What have you got, the yips?
I can't sleep in the dark.
Oh, well, it's normally dark when we sleep. So what do you do?
I have to have a light on.
Oh, no. How long has this been the case, Renee?
Probably about 3 years.
What caused it, do you reckon?
I have no idea.
Wow.
What about if someone's with you? Are you okay or still the light's
Well, I have a partner and he's always telling me, turn off the light. It's okay. Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Wow, that's nuts. All right, stay there.
34 years old, can't sleep in the dark.
Oh, come on, Ren.
That's nuts. Anthony North Dandenong.
Be like Roo.
Yes, Ant.
Hey, boys, how you going?
Good.
I had a indoor cricket grand final.
Yep.
And basically I had to bowl the last over.
Ooh.
And pressure situation again.
Yep.
And I normally bowl right-handed. Could not for the life of me land my feet to bowl right-handed. No. I was bowling left-handed.
No.
No.
The final over in a final.
Final over in a final. And yep, I had to take a few deep breaths and sort of slow it all down again and, yeah, had to bowl left-handed.
That is. How did you go?
Yeah, it lost.
We won it, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm a bit of a Molly Duker, so, I kick left foot and bowl right-handed, so it must have been a thing like that. So.
That's the brain, hang on
Jim.
The line, it
the
is.
The brain
that's
does
it.
Marvellous things.
Morris, Bill, out in Moorabbin.
Morris!
Hey, how are you guys?
How old are you?
What's that, mate?
How old are you, Morris?
45, mate.
Oh, it's an old name.
Yeah, Maurice, the French version.
Maurice. Nice.
Okay, I was a junior diver, and we had some visitors out from China.
Yep.
And anyway, I'm bragging about me being a great diver, and they see me trophies. All of a sudden, I take them down the pool, and they said, come on, Maurice, do a dive for us.
Oh.
And here I am standing on the 3-metre board, mate, and I just completely crapped myself.
Oh.
And I ended up doing a Frosby flop, mate, on me back, and it was very, very bloody embarrassing.
The 3-metre, that all?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Jeez. I know. I just freaked out. I hadn't done it for years.
Yeah. Landing a back whacker.
Back whacker. All right.